Congressman Ralph Norman, who represents the 5th Congressional District here in the great state of South Carolina, is joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We're getting an update about what's going on in Washington following the election of President-elect Donald Trump. And let's welcome Congressman Ralph Norman to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Congressman.
Lucas, Ashley, glad to be with you.
Welcome.
You have been to Washington, D.C. since the election. Describe the mood for us. What is it like there in Washington, D.C.?
Well, it's interesting, Lucas. Two sets of moods, I guess, if you can call it like that. Republicans are euphoric. It's a new day now. I mean, what happened was really unprecedented, particularly with Donald Trump. He addressed the conference, I guess it was Wednesday. And, you know, he is just, he's excited. He knows what he's doing as far as transforming the government. He knows he's got a limited time to do it. But the attitude there is I can't describe it. People are just, it's a new day. And the last 4 years have been dismal, for anybody. I don't care what persuasion you are, Democrat, Republican. It's just been, they feel it in their pocketbooks. They feel it with so many things in this country that they don't agree with. So from the Republican side, they're euphoric. Now, from the Democrat side, long faces. And as we were talking earlier, they're mad. I mean, I can't tell you the ones that are saying, you know, misogyny, black-white, unfair. Look, you had a president in Donald Trump who swept the swing states, swept the popular vote, and swept the electoral college with over 300. I think it's 312. So now, all we've had is an election. We've got to do something with it. We cannot we got to help Donald Trump do what he promised to do. And that's going to be fun.
And don't you think that, or do you think, I guess I should pose the question that way, do you think that both sides will be able to come together to get that done? I mean, we've got to have a change.
No.
Great.
The Democrats are going to fight tooth and nail because they don't understand what happened. Mm. I mean, we the people spoke. Freedom won in this election. And no, they think it was unfair. They don't value, again, just the average working American. They think that, and all they've ever, for a lot of them, now you've got good friends, but it's good friends of mine who I've known for a long time. But this Democrat Party is not the party of the 60s, 70s, and really even early 80s. It's just a group, and I hate to say it, but they're Marxists and they're socialists. They believe government is their God. And what Donald Trump will do is stop what's happened the last 4 years. The easy issues are going to be deportation, sealing the border. The judges, he's going to appoint judges at every level. And the greatest thing he has done is put Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, who are not politicians, to downsize government. You know, we've had, and I call it strangulation by regulation for the small businesses all over this country. They're going to put a stop to that, and they're going to put a stop to the spending and let the public decide. They're going to publicize it, and that's what's so great about it. Non-politicians making business decisions.
We mentioned two of his cabinet selections. Of course, President-elect Donald Trump is moving, many people claim, at light speed to name part of his cabinet. Another member that's under a lot of scrutiny right now is Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. Kind of weigh in on that. And what don't we see here in the 5th Congressional District that you see there in Washington, D.C. when it comes to Matt Gaetz?
Well, first of all, and I told the national press this last week, Matt Gaetz is one of the brightest people I know. He's got one of the greatest legal minds. Now, the charges against him, the DOJ dismissed. It's been ongoing for the last 4 years. He single-handedly took Kevin McCarthy out. It was his, what he did on the House floor. Now, others of us joined him, but he's the one that's the cause of that. And this House investigation is a political witch hunt. So I support Matt Gaetz 100%. You will hear a lot of bad things, but I will tell you, they know what he can do with the Department of Justice. He will root out the corruption. And, Lucas, I will tell you, this corruption is beyond anything I've ever seen. When I went to the trial of Donald Trump in New York, that was not fair. 91 counts, overvaluing his house versus an appraisal. The banks, he paid the banks off. But it's that kind of corruption that Matt Gaetz will stop. And I applaud him for doing it. He's one of the best picks that I could think of.
Of Trump's cabinet picks, which one really excites you and which one are you not sure of yet?
To be honest with you, everybody he's picked has been, even to Kennedy. I mean, Kennedy is a Democrat, but Kennedy has a heart for health care. He will do the right thing. Matt Gaetz will do the right thing. I can't think of a weak link anywhere. Pete Hegstaff, and you're going to hear a lot about him. But they're not politicians. They're not political hacks who the only thing that these hacks have done is collect a government paycheck. It's time to stop that and look at all of them. But the biggest, the ones that I think we're going to resonate is when you see the report from Elon Musk and Vivek. It's going to shock you where our money goes. And it's they're going to put a stop to it. And let's let we the people decide what's the right way to spend and what's the wrong way, and they will do it.
Congressman, when we have a transition like this, and this kind of maybe a silly question, but what does a transition like this really look like? I mean, you've got a unified government now. You've got a new president. Where do you start? So when he's, you know, takes the oath in January, what does it look like for your first come together? What does that look like? How do you even... I guess what I'm trying to say, there's so many problems. Where do you know how to start?
It starts with people. I mean, the bottom line, it starts with people. And he's putting people in place to make a change. People ask me all the time, how did we get in this position? Well, it's the people that you send to Washington and at the local level here in South Carolina. That's where it starts. I think he realizes he's got a short time to do this. I mean, he's only got 4 years. Mm-hmm. And in effect, he's really only got 26 to 30 months. It'll be an election year. So he's got a short window to do what he's going to do. And it's going to take a lot of work. Now, a lot of the good members like Gaetz, who is serving in Congress now, Mike Waltz, tremendous pick. They're leaving their seats. We've got at best a 1 or 2 seat majority. We may have 221, 222, but it leaves no room for error. We've got to get to work on making sure that the people who are replacing them are conservatives and will help Donald Trump in his cause. I will tell you, the Democrats are simply not going to help at all. You may have one or two, but they stay unified, and they're unified against Donald Trump. And it's concerning, really, because we've got a country to save. This isn't Democrat or Republican. This is a chance to save this country, to get it back on track. And I ask everybody, the last 4 years, have you enjoyed it? You enjoy what you're paying at the pump? Do you enjoy the crime that's existing? Do you enjoy seeing the lines of illegals, those who are coming without having any documentation? No. So that's what's exciting to me. And even though as long as we have the gavel, which we will have in the House and the Senate, we're going to make a difference.
Congressman, we have, though, been down this road before. In 2016, Trump had both chambers as well, didn't get a lot accomplished. How will his second term be different than that term when he's basically in this exact same situation? It's the sequel. How will this sequel be different than the original?
Well, in 2016, he kind of took people by surprise. I mean, the things he was saying, he did. And the great thing about what he's saying now is he's going to deliver. And the biggest barometer will be success. When he starts drilling oil, when he starts getting involved in putting tariffs on China, when he starts putting Iran on sanctions, which this administration just didn't do. And whether it's – I do think it was intentional, and it was the opening the border up to over 160 countries – no one ever thought that. He's going to correct all that. So I think that what's different now, we all notice we can't major in the minor. We can't – there's no perfect bill. There's no perfect way to fix a country. But you take the first step, and the first step has been taken with the election of Trump and getting all three houses, which is unprecedented.
Congressman, speak to the Democrats in your district, the 5th Congressional District here, that might be worried about a second Trump presidency. Of course, all kind of insults were thrown by both political parties during the campaign trail, really ramping up towards the end. And you've heard if either candidate was elected, it was going to be the end of the world and democracy as we know it, and the same talking points, the tired talking points over and over again. But speak to the Democrats here that you represent as a Republican that did not elect Donald Trump. What will their life look like under a Trump presidency?
Well, Jim Clyburn will never vote for a Republican president. He will never vote for a Republican speaker. I like Congressman Clyburn, but in the people have spoken, not just in Washington, but in Columbia. We've got a supermajority of Republicans, 88, I think, out of 125 are Republicans. Same thing in the Senate. We've got a supermajority. It's going to be different. They're going to see programs cut. We are finally going to have to say no to where the taxpayers' money is going. That's that's the biggest change that you will have. And with Trump leading the ticket, he can sell it to the American people. I mean, you got to remember, this guy never had won an office before. He had run a successful business, and he's going to make this country successful. So it's going to be a change for him. You're going to have programs they don't like, probably some that I don't like cut, but for the most part, we can't keep going like we're going, and priorities will be in place with not only this administration, but I think in South Carolina, you're going to have a readjustment of priorities.
I know you backed and supported former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley in her bid to become presidency. That did not work out for her, though she has still a huge following. And of course, her name's being floated for the next election in, 2028. President-elect Donald Trump did not invite her back as part of her administration. She said she gets it. It's fine. She wishes him success. What was your take on that? What was your reaction on that?
Well, the president's got every right to pick who he wants in his cabinet, and he's doing that. He's earned that right. And I tell you, I don't know of a man in history that I can remember who's been as mistreated as Donald Trump. I mean, to see his face in that endless courtroom, that in the endless legal fees he had to pay. So he's got every right to do that. One thing he will tell you today, competition is good. Nikki provided competition. She bested 12 others. And I know when I called him, when I endorsed her, he was laughingly said, well, she's minuscule with her support. And then when she picked up and she presented a choice for the American people, and they didn't choose her, that's fine. But she went out and had the courage to put her name on the line. But I applaud everything Donald Trump's doing. And just because he didn't pick the candidate I supported, I'm supporting him now. And I told him right after he beat Nikki in South Carolina, we get on board with Donald Trump.
Well, that's some of the headlines coming from Washington, D.C., from the 5th Congressional Congressman, Ralph Norman, who represents our part of the state in Washington, D.C. Congressman, as always, we appreciate you and your time to swing by the microphones here. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.